Transmission commence in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Level 7.
RandomChatter.com presents
the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Do you copy?
Perimeter breach.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case files.
Authorizing.
Just call us S.H.I.E.L.D.
Access granted.
Coulson, get back to base.
Welcome back, agents. I trust you've all been suitably briefed on the most recent encounter. We'll be your hosts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. I'm Director Shepard.
And I'm Director Stolte.
And you've been authorized to undergo debriefing on the most recent summer mission from Agent Coulson and his operatives presented to the public as a dramatic hour-long television series known as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Fortunately, you are all cleared to know the truth. Well, Josh, welcome back to yet another start of our summer spectacular number 7.
Yes, I've got my agent sunglasses on in preparation, and I've got my tie, but I'm not wearing a shirt. You know.
Oh, okay.
It's summertime. I want to get that.
I was gonna say you could have just gone. Yeah, you could have gone with a short sleeve, button up instead, I guess, too.
That's true. That's true. And a short sleeve jacket to go over it. But I like getting that agent tan, you know, with a white stripe right down the middle. That's
Yeah.
Looks good.
That's
how you know you've spent some time in Tahiti.
It's a magical place. So we are attempting to do one of our summer shows here, but, ABC is being very, very tight-lipped about what they have plans for. We're hoping to get a little bit more information come the end of July when San Diego Comic-Con comes out. So we'll tell you a little bit about what's in store for San Diego Comic-Con and just talk a little bit about what we've heard so far and maybe what's going on, in the world. We got we got the premiere date. We got some other information here for you. So why don't we go ahead and just get started?
Yeah. We got a little bit of news here and there. You just have to know where to look.
Yeah. It's with the access level that we have been granted within the organization, Coulson really, well, he's not in charge anymore. And that's the thing. We're not sure who the new boss is. Whoever it is, they're really playing stuff really close to their vest. So we don't have.
You're not kidding. It took me like 2.5 weeks just to get my lanyard from Agent Koenig. So,
right. I know. I'm not sure who I'm supposed to send these requisition forms to now. So my TPS reports are going to be late, but what are you going to do?
So. I don't know. But the copy machine hasn't been working, so I don't know what to tell you.
I'm pretty sure the code is just 12345 on the copy machine. So, well, one of the things that showed up probably about a week ago now in preparation for San Diego Comic-Con, as it has been for the past 2 years, the trolley system there has been skinned with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. art, I guess.
That sounds really gruesome, but I know what you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, they put the decals on the outside of the trolley.
Yeah.
And last year, I think it was before season 2, I believe, they had put the before season 3, they put the Hydra logo and stuff on it, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe that was before season 2. Anyway, people, as soon as they see that, someone's taken a picture and it's posted on the interwebs.
Oh, well, that's how you outsource information to get all the most accurate data you can, right? So I'm sure once it was on the internet, we got lots of accurate data about what it meant.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, there was obviously the image, which everybody could plainly see for themselves what it was. It's the interpretation of that image, of course, as to where a lot of the confusion comes from. So why don't you describe what image is on these trolleys currently?
Well, first of all, it's super duper cool. But the thing that got everybody talking was the chain that kind of extends from back and forth, from the front to the back, I guess. And it is on fire, right? So that brings up a couple different images to mine. And then it's got, you know, it's got the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. logo for the show kind of in the middle of it with the shield itself.
Right, because you need
behind this chain.
You need to, you know, if they just put the chain on there, people would be like, what the heck is that? So, of course, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, that's great. And the first thing I thought of when I looked at that, I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. So that's James's, a.k.a. Hellfire. That's his chain. That's the chain that he used right there at, what, second or third to last episode of the season where he, like, whips the watchdog guy and it goes through his chest and, you know.
That was a good sound effect. They're going to use that next season as their background sound.
So it's, I mean, it seemed pretty obvious to me as a viewer of the show, right? I mean,
my thoughts went right there as well.
There are obviously a number of people that don't necessarily watch the show or pay close attention or whatever, because immediately the first thing I started seeing was, oh my God, Ghost Rider's coming to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I'm like, you guys are idiots. I mean, it's so simple. How could you think
it's the
that?
Chain that he used when he was Hellfire.
It's inconceivable. So, you know, and so I was, you know, going around on Facebook and going, well, you know, maybe, but, you know, I don't think so. It's, you know, here's the character from the last season, and he's got flames, and he was wielding a chain, so ba-boom, you know, it's pretty straightforward. And I was very confident in that stance, you know, just being a complete reckless jerk online, just telling people that they were wrong.
It's okay. It doesn't happen very often. There's not that many reckless jerks online, so I think you're okay.
No, yeah, right. I mean, I felt like I was totally playing it safe because I could hide among the fold, as it were, until a couple days ago when I saw a story pop up that said, wait a second, it actually could be Ghost Rider. And I'm like, what? So the, you know, a lot of people obviously have ruled that out. However, there was a new casting notice that showed up. And it suggests that Ghost Rider actually might be coming to the show. And so I'm going to scroll down and find this here. So they said that there are, a pair of Latino brothers. One is classified as, quote, the most dangerous person in the room, and the other is, quote, paralyzed in a wheelchair. And they said it closely resembles Robbie and Gabe Reyes, who starred in the 2014 Marvel Now version of Ghost Rider. Now, to me, I'm not familiar with that version of Ghost Rider. I am the Johnny Blaze, you know, the Nick Cage movie versions. Not that those are representative of Ghost Rider to me, but Nick Cage played Johnny Blaze, and Johnny Blaze is like the original Ghost Rider. Who rides the motorcycle and everything like that. These two brothers who can team up to become Ghost Rider, that sounds very much like a Firestorm sort of setup to me too, which I don't know that they necessarily would be going there, but I guess, you know, I guess
so,
anything's
so possible. These two brothers combine themselves and that's when they turn into Ghost Riders with the two of them? Like a Firestorm? How the comic is? Is that what you understand?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think. They are able to channel the power
either,
of Ghost Rider. Yeah, yeah. That's what I understand. So, now, that is, you know, I mean, that's really surprising information. I don't know what to think about it. The show is moving to a later time slot. So it is possible for them to, you know, bring in Ghost Rider, who tends to be a little more, you know, rough and tumble. You know, I mean, he would be a not an R-rated, you know, but there's definitely more violence and edginess, I guess, you know, with this character. But I when I think of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I don't think of a character like Ghost Rider, though. So I'm kind of hoping that they're using character names, but not necessarily, you know, using, you know, like they use the Franklin, Dr. Franklin Hall, Graviton, you know, back in the first season.
Right.
You know, we've still never seen him show up as Graviton. So we could have these two brothers that, you know, are members of, you know, the Watchdogs or some other group or, you know, whatever it is that's going on. They could be there, but, you know, there's just no Ghost Rider. And the chain really does, you know, indicate that James is going to, you know, be prominent on the show, which is, I don't think that's too far of a stretch.
Well, you know, a show like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., especially when it first started out, it was very much a people show with lack of abilities. That was the worst sentence ever. But I mean, like, you know, they tried to keep it down to earth and they weren't getting so much in the superpower stuff. And that, right. that turned around, you know, as they moved toward the Inhuman storyline and some of the movie connections, you know, kind of helped them to do that. But even with the powers, you know, they are powers that are, I don't know, you know, without, I don't want this to sound insulting, but they're powers that are within the budget of a TV show, you know? And there are super powered beings in the Marvel Universe that just wouldn't work, you know, with their budget if they're doing it week after week.
That too. Also the fact that Ghost Rider is what is considered one of the magical characters in the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as part of the Midnight Suns and other, you know, demonic groups and stuff like that. He derives his powers not from like a mutant gene or from a Terrigen crystal or anything like that. It's actually he's possessed by the spirit of this
I don't think they would
entity
rule that out. I don't know. I don't think they'd rule that out. But what I was going to say is he's one of those characters that you would have to be very careful with the balance. I mean, you would have to make it good enough to honor this character, which is pretty well loved. I mean, he's been around for a long time, so he's got a large following, obviously.
So just so for people that don't know Ghost Rider, like and can't picture the Nick Cage movie, basically it's a dude in biker leathers with a flaming skull head and flaming hands all the time.
Why is my head on fire?
That was great. That sounds like Nick Cage was right here.
Yeah, it's not that hard, really. but I think if they did it, you know, I think they could do it. You know, they would have to kind of use it sparingly, I guess, just to make it look good. I wouldn't want them to do it if they didn't do it well. But I'm okay if they do it. I don't mind him as a storyline, as a character on this show. It wouldn't bother me a bit if they did it well.
Yeah. Well, Dale on our Facebook page, as soon as I posted the information about this, he said, "I so hope this is not true. Network TV is not a good place for Ghost Rider. He needs to go straight to Netflix for maximum demonic darkness." And
well, they can do it there.
I agree. I mean, I think with the stuff they've done with Daredevil and the stuff mm-hmm. that they've had with the Punisher on there and the fact that they're doing a Punisher show, Ghost Rider is kind of a street level character, though, you know, again, he's got magical or demonic abilities. You know, there's a supernatural element. That's the kind of the word I'm looking for. He would probably fit a lot better over on the Netflix side. So I guess we'll see what's going on, though. I was talking to one of my coworkers today about, you know, how could James be on there? And he totally could be a, maybe not the top level bad guy, but, you know, definitely a continuing right. thorn in the side, because he was a jerk to begin with and he didn't have powers. Then he got powers and had been under the sway of the Hive.
Not Ward Hive, yeah.
You know, for the towards the end of the season, and then he was released. So now he's kind of presumably going back to the way he was before, but with powers. And I can see him just being a complete, you know, just running around, kind of doing what he wants. And, you know, they'd have to be getting, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. involved and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Yeah. It would just, I mean, I liked that character. I thought he was fun. Cool powers that they can deal with now. It would just, it surprises me that they're using him as the marketing tool on the side, you know, I mean,
yeah.
He's either going to have to play a big role in at least the first part of this season, or he's going, or it's going to be somebody else that's important, like a Ghost Rider.
Or maybe James joins the team and, you know, that's helping signify that he's going to be a big part, but by joining the team, you know,
yeah,
to help
I guess
out.
They still have more Secret Warriors plot that they could kind of move forward with. Even if they don't call it Secret Warriors,
yeah,
they could, they still, there was still stuff that they didn't get to from the comics. So
that'll be fun to watch for. The other interesting piece of news that came out about the, with the casting of these two Latino brothers, is that LMDs are happening. This was confirmed by, let's see, I think it was the casting director over at ABC. And they said they're looking to cast the recurring role of Ada, a, quote, very attractive robot who moves about quite naturally but speaks a bit formally like Jarvis.
And that's so, who they were. That's who they teased right in the last scene of the last episode.
Yep.
Right?
So,
and when the doctor was talking to her and said, it's your birthday, that's...
Go, Ada. Like, it's your birthday.
and but it said right there on the screen, LMD. So I'm not sure that that was a big announcement. So, but I guess thank you, ABC, for...
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's not a huge announcement, but... It's nice to get a confirmation that they are doing that, you know, because, you know, LMDs have kind of been teased since the beginning. You know, they've been really, you know, they were always kind of wink, wink when people talked about, oh, is Coulson an LMD? Oh, what about these Koenig brothers? You know, that kind of stuff.
Now, what is kind of interesting, though, about that announcement is that so an LMD is a life model decoy. And they have, you've seen in the comics, even like Nick Fury has had LMDs. And they looked like him. So that was kind of a duplicate of another agent or a human or something like this. This Ada is just a physical, you know, manifestation of that computer Siri thing, you know, that the doctor was using.
Right. So it's going to be like, in that sense, it's like the Vision taking Jarvis's
right, exactly.
AI.
And I, you know, I would speculate that they'll probably use the life model decoys in some other way to duplicate somebody, and that even possibly may be a way that, you know, Grant Ward could come back again or something. But
now, I believe, unless they, you know, there haven't been any casting announcements. We know that Coulson, Clark Gregg, and Chloe Bennett, and John Hannah, and Mac are going to be on the series. Because they were in that flash forward.
Oh,
but,
right.
But there have been no other confirmations, you know. Assume that Fitzsimmons comes back. Assume that May comes back. As far as Brett Dalton has said, he's done. Now, of course, if they were bringing him back, they would not want him to say that. But if they were going to, I assume we will be getting casting announcement of who's going to be the regulars on the series, because there will be people at San Diego Comic-Con. So I'm hoping that by our next show, we'll have a lot more to talk about, you know, as far as who's coming on the show and everything like that.
Well, I'm interested. I'm not sure about Brett Dalton, but depending on what he said, did he say Grant Ward was dead? Did he say Hive was dead? Because we could still have, you know,
I think he basically said something along the lines that, you know, that he was done.
Oh, okay.
Like him as the actor. But, you know, again, they wouldn't want him to say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll be back, you know, because
I'm as dead as Jon Snow.
Spoilers. So, Well, speaking of Comic-Con, let's give a little rundown here. So Marvel's got a lot of stuff going on. So I'm just going to kind of go over some of the other stuff that Marvel has going on in case you are interested in this. Thursday, July 21st, they are doing the Marvel and Netflix panel moderated by Jeff Loeb. And they're going to be doing the Marvel's Luke Cage panel in that, with the first ever appearance of Mike Coulter, Alfre Woodard, Mahershala Ali, Theo Rossi, Simone Missick, Frank Whaley, and the showrunner and executive producer, Chio Hodari Coker. That is weird. I did not know Frank Whaley was in the season. That's pretty cool. That's good news. So they're going to have updates on the latest Marvel television and Netflix series. So I assume that, you know, the most of it will be promoting Luke Cage, which drops to Netflix September 30th. And then Iron Fist, which is coming. We may get an announcement date for that, but I'm assuming it's coming early next year, around the same time as Daredevil Season 2 did this year. So, you know, February, March timeframe. Then okay. Friday, July 22nd, it's going to be Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel with Jeff Loeb again and the showrunners and cast. So there you go. You can see that they are really keeping it, you know, under their vest there. And then on Saturday, July 23rd, they're doing a Marvel Animation Presents panel with Court Lane, who's the Animation and Family Entertainment SVP, I guess the Supreme Vice President? I don't know.
Series Vice President? No, I don't know.
Eric Radomski and Stephen Wacker, as they talk about exclusive sneak peeks from upcoming episodes, share a scoop on exciting new projects and development, bring along some special guests that have secretly RSVP'd. And then, of course, you can meet whatever guests at the Marvel booth. They usually do a signing after it. So there will be the Luke Cage signing event on Thursday after the panel. Before the panel in this case. And then with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they said here's the cast attending. So they said Clark Gregg, Chloe Bennett, Ming-Na Wen, Elizabeth Henstridge, Ian DeCastecker, Henry Simmons, and then Jed Whedon, Marissa Tancheroen, Jeff Bell, and Jeff Loeb. So no, you know, unless there are surprise guests, right? No Brett Dalton,
right.
But also no John Hannah either. But that's necessarily not a surprise because he's not one of the main people there. So,
you know, they could bring back Bobby and Hunter now too, so feel free to write them in there.
I really want to see them come back. I know we talked about that a little bit at the end of the season, but I hope that we get a chance to see them, and again maybe incorporate some of the Marvel's Most Wanted into the episode. That'd be cool. Let's see, so the season premiere, we have gotten that information. But we still don't know when the DVD or Blu-ray is coming out, but we can make some assumptions here. So the season premiere is Tuesday, September 20th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, which is their new time slot. So 9 p.m. Mountain and Central, I believe you said, right?
Mountain time should be 9 p.m., so I don't know about any of the other time zones, but
yeah, okay.
Ours, it's moving an hour later than it was, and it was on at 8 o'clock in the Mountain time zone here, so it should be on at 9 o'clock now, which takes it right up to the evening news.
Okay, so the DVD is probably due out somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks prior to the season premiere. That historically is what they've done. We've had, I think the season one DVD came out about 14 days before the season two premiere, and the season two DVD came out about, looks like about 11 days before the premiere. So given that time frame, that would put us somewhere around the beginning of the month to the 8th or something like that, 8th or 9th. So we'll find out more about that, but look for the our third summer special that'll drop sometime right before the season starts, and we'll be talking about the DVD. It's probably going to be one of those things, Josh. We're going to get the DVD, and we're going to have to record the show like the next day. So,
well, I'll be ready and waiting for it.
Watch quick.
Yeah. Now, do you think there's a specific reason why they have not made these announcements since the finale? Since, I mean, it's been almost. Let's see. What has it's it been? This, 2 months since the season finale? I guess not quite.
It was May 20th was when we released our last episode. So it was May, 18th, 17th, I think, when the finale was.
Okay. So, you know, it's been a month and a half or so, but we don't know any information about the season 3 Blu-rays, or we don't know about I don't know. We haven't got much news. So is there a specific reason why they're kind of holding back on us? Do they want to surprise us at Comic-Con here? They got some surprises going on? Why does
Disney do anything that Disney does? it's like Star Wars announcements. It's like Pixar announcements. They want to hold the stuff for their shows or, you know, for the like D23 or for Celebration or for, you know, the Comic-Cons. The reason we don't know the DVD release is because Amazon and Disney are still fighting, and so you cannot pretty much pre-order any Disney DVDs or Disney anything, Disney movies or anything like that. If you know that, let's say, Finding Dory's, you know, coming out in like, well, you might find out it's coming out in a couple months, but you won't be able to pre-order it on Amazon until it's right there. Like, they don't give Amazon that information to put in their system in the same way, like the CW shows, you know, those popped up as soon as basically like a week or two after the finales, we knew when the DVD sets were going to drop. We didn't know what the content was or the pictures or anything, but we had there was a listing in Amazon. Amazon doesn't do that with Disney stuff.
No, they just, it's their, you know, it's their prerogative if they want to do that and kind of hold that stuff back. And they do like those big announcements, which, you know, gets everybody kind of excited and watching for it. Though I don't know that it necessarily affects sales one way or the other, but they're showing love for Marvel stuff, and they're still doing a lot of, you know, great things to get this content out to people who are craving it so much. So, there's going to be a new Guardians of the Galaxy attraction at one of the Disney parks here. So, they're changing the Universe of Energy at Epcot to a Guardians of the Galaxy attraction, I hear. So, it's kind of interesting.
Okay, I'd be interested to see them do a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. attraction, but I doubt the show probably does not command that kind of.
Maybe not. You know what? At Disney's Hollywood Studios, they focus a little bit more on like Disney TV shows and you know, Hollywood type stuff.
Oh yeah, they could do obviously. The stunt show. They could do stunt show.
They could do a not necessarily a large attraction or anything, but there's presentations and shows and things that they could do. I haven't heard anything about that, but I'm going to actually be there just this next week here, so I'll kind of poke around and see what kind of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Or any other Marvel stuff that I can find at those parks. So if I see anything of interest, I will let you know.
That'd be cool, because all my friends are always like, ooh, Star Wars this and Star Wars that. And I'm like, yeah, but what about the other stuff? It's like, oh, I don't want to know about like the Mickey and Minnie stuff either. Like,
I'll be doing all of that stuff. So.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. You are a multi-purpose Disneyana collector.
At this point, Disney's pretty much getting all of my money.
owned you.
If they start some sort of university, I think when my kids graduate high school, that's probably where I'll be paying that as well. So,
oh boy. So maybe by the time our second show comes out here, we'll have some information on the DVD or Blu-ray. But we definitely will have information about the San Diego Comic-Con panel, and look for our next show. I think probably early August is probably going to be the time we're going to have that, and we'll have our final show towards the end of September, right before the series premieres. Probably the week before. I think that's kind of how we've done it before. So, I'd like to have more to talk about, but that's pretty much all we've got for this particular episode. So, thank you for joining us, and tune in next time for some hopefully special announcements.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm looking forward to it. But hey, in the meantime, we can talk. We can do some stuff. So if you guys are interested in something for us to discuss, or if you have some speculations about where they're going to go next season, and are they going to do Ghost Rider, or are they going to continue with Secret Warrior? What are they going to do? What do you guys think?
They're going to do a female version of Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Right.
If you guys have any thoughts or ideas, you can definitely let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Just send us an email, shield@randomchatter.com, or go over to Twitter and knock out a couple tweets on what you're thinking. @AgentsPodcast is where you can find us there. Or you can go to our Facebook page, start a little conversation with each other in our facebook.com/AgentsPodcast. And of course, we would love to have some feedback on iTunes from you guys. So you can get over there and write us a little review so we can share it with everybody and spread the word.
You can also check out the other shows that we talk about here on randomchatter.com, which include Green Justice and Arrow podcast and Scarlet Velocity, a Flash podcast, both which have dropped their first summer specials for the summer here as well. The shows are also available in the iTunes store and through Stitcher for Android or iOS. So there's shouldn't be any excuse for somebody not being able to find the show. So when you talk to your friends about us, please mention that you can get the shows pretty much everywhere. So, for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, this is Jay.
And this is Josh.
Signing off from Level 7. This podcast is not endorsed by ABC Television or Marvel Entertainment. The official website for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can be found at www.agentsofshield.com. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and related elements are copyright Marvel Entertainment, LLC.
Transmission terminated.